What-if analysis and simulation. Planners can use what-if analysis or simulation to evaluate the feasibility and cost-effectiveness of alternatives before changing the existing material plan. These tools can be features within the Material Requirements Planning (MRP) system or the Enterprise Resources Planning system that get data from these systems. Even a spreadsheet can be used to perform these analyses, given an experienced data analyst and the right data inputs. Both what-if analysis and simulation involve starting with a model of the system. This could be the actual system, but in test mode. A model has inputs, the variables, a process, the MRP calculations, and outputs, the simulated material requirements plan. A what-if analysis starts by defining a question, such as, what if a key supplier needs a longer lead time by one period? Or, what if we accommodate this customer order change request that would occur within the demand time fence? The analysis would then change just the input or inputs related to that question. A simulation differs from a what-if analysis in that multiple inputs are allowed to change within predefined ranges to simulate real conditions. Such tests might be run many times with randomly determined inputs within the present ranges, and a probability distribution of results can be created. A key difference between these types of analyses and doing simpler calculations is that they simulate the effects over time as the plans roll forward from period to period. Manufacturing planning and control for supply chain management includes an analysis of four different lot sizing optimization methods: economic order quantity, EOQ, period order quantity, part period balancing, and the Wagner-Wyton algorithm. When the analysis was just a static analysis for a 12-period planning horizon, EOQ had the highest costs and each of the other methods had lower costs than the next in the order in which they were just listed. When they were put into a simulation in an experiment that omitted supply and demand variability, these same results held up. When a second experiment was run, but this time with levels of supply and demand variability typical in many industries, the differences between the methods was very small, not statistically significant. The authors concluded from this that fine-tuning of lot sizes to that degree would be helpful only if the system already had good data integrity and high stability, for example, processes in place to minimize uncertainty. Another takeaway from this is that what-if analysis and simulations can reveal things that static calculations fail to capture.